big guy. What are you doing? I'm just having a little bath. Don't be embarrassed. I know, it's nothing I haven't seen before. Don't be silly. This isn't the first time I walked in on you doing something you weren't supposed to do, right? Yeah, you remember, right? You were visiting home from college, and I had come to give you some fresh towels, like a good big sister does. And you were, well, doing something very embarrassing to my picture, weren't you? Aw, don't be shy. Tell me, what were you doing? Come on, tell your big sister. It's okay. Don't be afraid, honey. I promise, what we're doing was absolutely okay. It's perfectly natural. Everyone does it, including me. And if we're being honest, I was so flattered. Aww, you're feeling shy? It's okay. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Well, I walked in and you were jerking off to my bathing suit photos. You actually looked like you were seconds away from coming. Shh, 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 shh. No need to explain. I understand completely. Just let me finish. So, of course, at first I was shocked. But after processing it alone, I realized there was no other explanation. You're in love with me. Sweetheart, darling, baby boy, please, 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 hold on for just a second. I really need to say this, so stop interrupting me. Look, I know it's probably a shock to you, but I've been waiting for the perfect moment to talk to you about this. You've done so much for me. You were absolutely the best little brother a girl could have. I remember when you finally got taller and bigger than me. You became so protective, especially around guys. Even though I was older, they were always looking out for me. And when all those guys did end up using me and leaving me heartbroken, you were there for me. And remember how you saved me from that freak who tried to jump us in the alleyway after we had won too many drinks. The one with the shaved side part. It was just so many memories in my life where you showed up for me. More than any other man had. And it was then I knew that you were perfect for me. Please. Please, I need you to be patient. I can see how red you're getting. And you need to just let your big sister finish, okay? I took a lot of time to think about this. And I want to make sure I say it right. Look at me. Really, look at me. Look me in the eyes, babe. If anyone were to find out about how you feel about me, they would lose it. This is incest. It's wrong. And you would be drawn and quartered by all of our friends and family, judiciary system, everyone. But I don't give a shit, because I love you too. Truly, wholly, and completely. You are everything to me. You're the first person I think about every morning, the last thought that leaves my mind before I drift off into sleep. But it doesn't even end there. I fucking dream about you almost every night. I used to never dream, but now they're filled with just you. And I just... I'm so happy to know you feel the same way. And you're wondering, I'm sure, why it took me so long to make a move. And well, I was scared, you know? I mean, it's a little crazy, right? Being in love with your little brother. I felt like a monster for so long, so long. And you know, then I love my therapist. But I just wasn't sure Dr. Cyrus would understand. I was terrified. I got reported or something, I don't know. I was afraid. Of course, I didn't want to pressure you. I feel like crap. I'd feel horrible knowing I'm a few years older. I didn't want to, you know, curse you or anything. I wanted you to want this. So, I kept it hidden and just accepted there was something wrong with me. Something fucked in my head until I walked in on you. Walked in on you stroking that perfect cock. I touched myself to that memory so many fucking times. I think the first week afterwards I came at least 5 times a day to it. Just over and over and over and over and over. I even stopped dating. I had such high hopes for us. I deleted all my hookups off my phone. I told them I was taken. All for you. All for this moment. This moment right here. This moment. So why don't you make some room in the bath for your big sis? What are you doing? What's wrong? You're joking. All right, stop it. That's not funny. I'm trying to be serious with you. Idiot. No, but you were jerking off to my friend in the picture? Not me? Ha ha ha. That's true, you're such a joker. Dude, you're fucking hilarious. Wait a second, wait a second. Can joke too. See, what you're saying is real funny. But I'll play along. So, like, if you weren't kidding, he'd probably turn on and throw his blow dryer into the bathtub and see what happens. Maybe you die. Maybe it would hurt really fucking bad. Who knows? The man I loved was actually interested in my best friend, especially if I just bared my heart and soul to him. I would fucking snap. I'd have to make sure no one else got him and make sure he never told anyone what I had said. And you would tell people, wouldn't you? Don't think I forgot how much for a little tattletale you were growing up. Always been a tattletale, but you're joking, right? Right! Good. No. Since we're all wet, and clearly this tub is not the best size for two, how about I just help you finish what you started. Oh, little brother, I insist. Come on. Look at that. I'm already drooling at the idea of pumping out that load of yours. See how much spit that is? That's a lot, huh? Now come on. Get hard for me, baby. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, look at that. Just a few pumps and you're already getting there. Damn, your cock is way bigger in my hand than I thought. I guess it looked smaller in your big hands. But damn, it feels so huge in my hands. Small. Small sisterly hands. Oh, you're crying. That's so sweet. You're really that happy? It's okay, baby. I'm here now. I don't need to jerk off to all that fake incest porn anymore. I know exactly what you're into. I went on your computer when you'd run errands with Mom and Dad. A lovely thing about the cloud is it all connects all those lovely tabs you accidentally forgot to close on your phone right back to your PC. Syncing is fun. And the history on those porn sites? Fuck! Sister after sister after sister after sister after sister after sister after sister video. Maybe we can make some of those fantasies come true, huh? Maybe I can get stuck in the dryer, huh? Maybe you catch me fucking myself with a dildo to some fucked up porn! Whatever you want, I'll do it. It's because I love you, and I want to please you. I'm going to be your girlfriend, fiancé, wife. Wife. And the mother of your children. Then I've got to make sure I keep you satisfied. Don't want your eyes wandering to anyone else, because I might just get a little jealous. And if I get jealous, then, well, let's not find out. Let's see, what else did I find on your computer? Oh, can't forget all the little feminine audios you listen to. I think this is why you're throbbing in my hand right now. You'll love a woman who'll take charge. But again, you just have to have that incest tag. Is that the only thing that gets you off? Is it because you love your big sister so much, all you can do is jerk off to porn that reminds you of her? You really just want everything with me, huh? I want to fuck my throat, my asshole. Oh, I've just never been fucked before, by the way. I'm going to let you have it. You can pop that cherry. And of course, my... Oh, bossy. Fuck. Oh, look at how wet I am. Here, let's use some of Big Sister's juices as lube, huh? There we go. Feels good, right? Like it was meant for you. Just like you were meant for me. I remember you used to always pester Mom and Dad for a sibling. But I never thought they'd create you. You're perfect, you know that? Look me into my eyes. I want you to come. When I say you come, okay? Okay? Keep pulling it in for me. Hey! No. No. Looking away. Keep looking. Keep looking. If you look away one more time, I won't let you come without me. Goodbye. Goodbye. Wipe the tears out of your eyes and look at me. Now, come on. Just a few more pumps. Just think. This will be the first orgasm we've ever had together. Big sister always takes care of you, doesn't she? Goodbye. Fuck, I'm getting close. I'm almost. Now, fucking come for me. Come for me right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Fuck. Goddess, look at you! You were so backed up. Your stomach is covered in cum. You're so cute. Just a messy boy. All right, come on, come on, come on, come on. Time for you to clean yourself up. You've been in the bath long enough. No, I'm going to sit here and watch you shower. Why do you feel dirty? Oh, you're so silly. Well, no. I especially have to watch. What you're feeling right now isn't shame. I think you might just not be used to the feeling of commitment. So, go on. Start the shower. I think I'm going to get myself off again while I watch. Oh, you're crying. Was the orgasm that good? Come here. Come here. Come on. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay, baby brother. Big sister's here. Big sister's here for you. And I'm never, ever going anywhere. Hi there, this is Sivis Elnir, and thank you so much for listening to this script fill. This aftercare is included to remind you that there is absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying a fantasy situation like this. Consent is important in every sexual dynamic, and that's what makes these stories and fantasies so fun. As the actor, I'm consenting to making this content, and as the listener, you're consenting as soon as you press play. Kinks are complicated, and at the end of the day, we'll never figure out exactly why we like something. But all that matters is if it makes us feel good, and as long as it doesn't hurt anyone, it should be celebrated. Thank you again for trusting me and the writer with helping you fulfill this fantasy. Be sure to take care of yourself, grab some water, maybe a cozy blanket or a snack, and let yourself relax for a bit if you need it. My personal go-to for aftercare, by the way, is watching horrible or less horrible musicals and or musical cinema productions, you know, your Sweeney Todds. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Also, while I do an outro segment, which I usually don't, this is actually pretty nice. Remind me to do it in the future. Peel off the veil a little. I try to really capture this sort of deep waters are still type thing, deep lake type character, be composed but always have this potential unhingedness lurking below. And breaking really through there in the middle. I hope I managed that. Let me know how you'd like it. How you liked it. Communication is important. I'd love to hear your feedback and the like. But I'm also really running long on this aftercare. Azad. Enjoy your kinks. Stay safe, sane, and consensual. Thanks for listening. Have a lovely rest of your day.